Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2019 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmailcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Please note, this event is being recorded. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference today, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Ms. Maristela de Nascimento, Administrative and Financial Officer, and Mr. Luis Brasola, Investor Relations Officer. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may begin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for first quarter 2019 results, in which we will provide important information related to IMC's performance in the year, as well as the main initiatives we are working on based on our three-pillar strategy. First, margin improvement in Brazil. Second, same-store sales improvement. And third, selective organic growth. On slide two, we have the highlights of the quarter. I'd just like to comment that for a better performance comparison, my comments will be based on non-IFRS 16 figures. For the operating figures, I'd like to highlight 3 points. First, our road business in Brazil posted a 4.2 same-store sales and operating income growth of 19%. Second, the U.S. business with positive operating income in a quarter that due to seasonality is traditionally negative. Third, our Caribbean business that continues to deliver a healthy operating margin of 24%. For the financial highlights, we posted a consolidated same-store sales of 4.5%. Revenues were flat year over year, reaching 362 million reais, and an EBITDA of approximately 23 million reais. That's 11% growth and a margin of 6.5%, a 60 bips increase. At the bottom line, we posted a 5 million net loss, which is a 25% improvement compared to the first quarter 2018. On slide three, I'd like to give an update on the three main projects that we have in place today to address our three-pillar strategy to improve margins in Brazil, to improve same-store sales, and selective organic growth. In order to address the margin improvement in Brazil, our main project is a central kitchens integration, in which Vienna and Frangraçado central kitchen will be consolidated in one modern kitchen. The site's construction has already started and we expect it to be ready by the fourth quarter 2019. I'd like to reemphasize that once this new central kitchen is ready, the automation kitchens project kicks in. All restaurants will be equipped with combi steam ovens, in which they will finalize the food prepared in the new central kitchen. This should improve customer experience with increased food quality and improve profitability with reduced labor costs and food waste. Moving on to the second pillar about same-store sales improvement, we also believe that the new central kitchen project will bring standardized and better quality products and an increased product offering, and that should drive traffic up. In addition, delivery service for Olive Garden, Vienna, and Batata Inglesa will start now in May. Finally, in our third pillar, selective organic growth, we'd like to emphasize the good returns we've had with the new open stores and our efforts to continue to invest in new units with low risk and relevant impact. At Frangasado, we have active conversations and NDAs already signed. In the U.S., we recently signed to open a Margaritaville in Boston, reaching 8 new locations signed with opening schedule between 2019 and 2021. Now, on slide 4, we have an EBITDA bridge for the first quarter 2019 and 2018. Consolidated EBITDA grew 11%, reaching 23 million reais and 6.5% margin. Brazilian operations, including G&A and others, totaled 10 million reais compared to 11 million reais in 2018, a 6% decrease. Despite the continuous improvement on our road business, which grew operating income by 19%, the decreasing operating income from the malls business offset this gain. In this specific segment, besides the lower same-store sales, we also had a $3 million tax reversion last year. In the U.S., we moved from negative operating income to positive income in the first quarter of 2019, reaching 2 million reais with a 2.5% margin. In the Caribbean, we maintained a high margin level at 24% margin in this first quarter of 2019, despite the softer performance in Panama due to airport refurbishment. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to our Investor Relations Officer, Luis Brezaola, to explore in further details of the results, and I'll come back later for our final remarks.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Moving on to the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in each country which we operate. In the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled 0.3% positive. The road segment posted a 4% positive same-store sales performance, reinforcing our Frango Asado's good performance. Airports reached a 4% decrease, led by the catering segment, and malls had a 7% reduction. Next to the right, we can see that the U.S. operation had a 16% increase in reais and a slightly decreasing local currency, reflecting the effect that the Eastern and Spring Break holidays had in the quarter, considered they were in April this year compared to March last year. In the Caribbean, we had a 7% positive performance in reais and a 3% reduction in constant currency, as Colombia's positive performance was offset by lower sales in the Panama airport, which has been under refurbishment. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 5% increase in reais and a 0.3% decrease in constant currency. On the next slide, we have the company's consolidated results with a growth of 11% on its operating income. As Newton previously mentioned, the results were impacted mostly by the U.S. business that posted a positive operating income this quarter compared to a negative figure last year. Moving now to the Brazilian business, I will start with the road segment. Operating income was up by 19% with 170 bps increase in the operating margin. The positive performance in terms of same-store sales from both restaurants that grew 3.5% and gas stations that grew 4.9%, combined with a refined commercial strategy, were the main factors behind these results. On the next slide, we can see that the Brazilian air operations same-store sales was down by 4%, mostly due to the end of the temporary contract with Albert Einstein Hospital. Besides this, net revenues were down given the 15 stores that we closed and the tax credit in the first quarter 18. The operating income was flat, but margins improved by 250 bps to 14.6%. On the cost and expense side, the 15 stores that we closed reduced our food costs and our selling and operating expenses. On the next slide, we review the mall operations. Same-store sales were down by 7%, mostly on lower traffic. Besides traffic, net revenue was down, helped by 5 stores that were under refurbishment and the tax credit that impacted the first quarter 18. The operating income decreased by 4 million reais to 1 million, and margin was down by 580 bps to 2.6%, mostly on the tax credit of the first quarter that was 3 million reais. Tax credit, margin pressure would be close to 160 bps. On the cost and expense side, the lower traffic and stores under refurbishment pressure our labor, food, and rent costs. Thus, we move on to the next slide to show the Brazilian operation on a consolidated view. The sum of all the business resulted in a slightly positive same-store sales, as the performance from roads was offset by air and malls. Revenues decreased by 4.6%, given the stores closure at air, lower traffic and stores refurbishment at malls, and the tax credits from the first quarter 18. Operating income was down by 5.7% to 10 million reais, with a 4.4% margin, which is flat year over year. Excluding the tax credits, the margin gain would be close to 190 bps. Moving on to the next slide, we talk about the U.S. operations, which represent in local currency. Same-store sales posted no growth on the effect of that Eastern and Spring Break were in April this year compared to March last year. Net revenues were down given the store closure at Mohegan Sun. The operating income turned positive at 0.5 million reais versus a negative 0.3 million reais in the first quarter 18, helped by a higher efficiency with food waste management, a disciplined process for ordering and use of paper, and other restaurant supplies. On the next slide, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais and constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down by 3%, mainly led by Panama due to the airport refurbishment, which offsets Colombia's positive performance, resulting in a net revenue decrease of 3% year-over-year. Despite the lower sales, the Caribbean operation managed to sustain the high level of margins at 24% from 26% in the first quarter 18. The improvement with labor costs in Panama was offset by higher food costs and rent expenses in the region. Now, on the next slide, commenting on the company's cash flow, our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 4 million reais negative versus 3 million positive in the first quarter 18. Higher working capital needs was the main reason behind the negative number. Continuing the cash flow on the next slide, you can see that we consumed 37 million reais in cash in the first quarter 19. In this slide, I would like to highlight the increase in expenses with the financing activity due to the issuance of 250 million in debentures in March. We issued two series of 105 million reais, the first with a 5-year term and a cost of CDI plus 1.11%, and the second also in the amount of 125 million reais with 7-year term and a cost of CDI plus 1.6%. I would like to note that the debentures received a AA rating from Standard & Poor's. Now I would like to turn the floor back to Newton for his closing remarks.
Thank you for joining our call, and as a final remark, I would like to reemphasize the three main highlights of IMC's strategy for the next month. Number one is improved margins in Brazil, mainly with the Central Kitchen project. Two is growth through our expansion plan of Frango Assado in Brazil and Margaritaville and Landshark in the U.S. And this concludes my comments, and I'll open the floor for questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star then one if at any on your touchtone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star then two. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Since there appears to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya for his final remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I just wanted to reemphasize the three main initiatives of IMC this year that we're very excited about. First one is the growth, resuming growth in the U.S. With 8 new stores for the year 2019 to 2021. This is on the back of 22 existing stores, so it's important growth. Also, the growth of Frango Assado, we're in active discussions trying to find new units. And third, finally this year, we already started the construction of the new central kitchen. They will be ready by the fourth quarter and should help improve even more the margins in Brazil. We are available for any further questions through our Investor Relations Department. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a nice day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.